As per most Thursdays, let's catch up now with Craig Neiman, the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, for a Shire update. Craig, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. I don't reckon there would have been many more people than you on Budget Day, poring over the documents. And you found a few good bits of news there for Bendigo.
Yeah, always look forward to a state budget because that's the budget that's probably going to have the greatest impact on Greater Bendigo community. So a few good things that come out of Tuesday's budget. Healthy Heart of Victoria, which is a regional project involving six local government councils across the Loddon and Campaspe region, has been a program running for the last few years, really helping to support our communities be healthier and more and well. So it's been really good at providing free outdoor exercise equipment, fitness programs, contributing to walking paths, lighting it so people can use those paths at night, free cooking classes, school kitchen garden programs, etc. So that's been funded for the next 3 years, another $6.6 million, which is a really great outcome. Listeners might have heard us talk about the active living census, might have filled out that active living census back in the last couple of years. We use the data that comes out of that to really focus our efforts on making improvements in community areas around health and wellbeing. So that's a great little win. I understand there's some planning money for the Howard Street intersection at Epsom, planning and design. So not hasn't been allocated full money to deliver the project yet, but at least get it designed and ready to go.
Great.
Which is our, that'll be well received. And then $52 million for to help address the long-term groundwater issue. And this is one that most of the community might not know about, but mining under Bendigo, rising groundwater is a legacy issue. So when mining was happening under Bendigo, it was being pumped away and evaporated and so on, and sort of most people wouldn't have known about that. But if mining doesn't happen, it rises to the surface, and it's got heavy metals in it. It's got arsenic in it, salt, and that odorous smell, that sort of sulfur smell that you can get from time to time, yeah, even around Roslyn Park, is a result of groundwater. So this project will pump the water to a location, treat it, and then release it into the Bendigo Creek. So it'll have a number of environmental and other benefits. Sure. Something that we've been working on for about 10 years, Robert, since mining finished under Bendigo. So finally got a solution that'll work. So yeah, really good outcome. And there's a couple of good school projects as well.
Fantastic stuff. Yeah, the only effective way at the moment to get rid of that sulphur smell in Rosie Park is to go down where the bats are and get the stink of them.
Competing smells, you reckon?
Yes, I think so. Hey, Vicky Mason, great. She's been recognised as one of the top 50 public sector women recognition. That's fantastic.
Yeah, this is a program run by the Institute of Public Administration Australia. Statewide, to be recognised in the top 50 is a marvellous effort. Vicky's our Director of Health and Wellbeing. She has been here for 6 or so years. She was our pandemic coordinator, so she coordinated through the height of the pandemic, so she really led the response that the city and the community made to the pandemic. Great contributor around community and health and wellbeing in the community. She's got incredibly strong networks and a great work ethic, so a very worthy recipient of an award and recognition under that program. So we congratulate Vicky for the work that she's done.
Absolutely. All right, now a couple of reminders. City to hold a free About Waste and Resource Expo, AWARE, somebody coming up with that, very clever. That's coming very up clever. On Saturday.
Yes, Saturday, this Saturday at Pepper Green Farm, which is out in North Bendigo, Thunder Street, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So this is about helping people in the community understand more about waste and then turning waste into a resource. There'll be sessions including modern cloth nappies. Sorry, I'll say that again. Modern cloth nappies for babies. Simple ways to avoid food waste in the home. Plastic-free living and benefits of composting. That'll happen during the day. There's stalls about how to upcycle and repurpose clothing, repair and reuse items instead of replacing them, recycling at home and more. There'll be some free giveaways, including While Stocks Last, a free bag of compost, which is made out of the green bins that are picked up on a fortnightly basis around Bendigo, taken away. We'll have some free compost available for people that turn up and participate. So it should be a great day on Saturday.
Well, you know, forgive me for saying this. Some people go, oh, the council don't give me shite. Well, in this case, they will, or the next best thing anyway. sorry, Craig. And finally,
good to have you back.
Ah, look, I tell you, I make myself laugh if no one else. So, now a reminder finally, too, 2022, the Be Well, Be Connected Seniors Expo is on today from 10 o'clock.
Yeah, today, Bendigo Town Hall and the gardens adjacent to the library in the town hall. So, the library gardens there, 30 exhibits showcasing entry level aged care supporters, services, and local community groups. There'll be information sessions about My Age Care. You've really sort of got to be able to get online these days and manage process around support services and the like. So there'll be people helping participants understand that. Yoga, dancing, entertainment by local providers. People can learn more about the Commonwealth Home Support Program and services. Lots of programs helping people live longer in their own homes, which is a pretty significant government initiative and something that we support at the City of Greater Bendigo. So, free event today, 10 o'clock at the Library Gardens and Town Hall.
Sounds good. Craig, have a great week. Thank you for that and look forward to chatting next week.
Fantastic. Thanks, Robbo.